had no wheels and much bigger starter wheels. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the lower they was, the starter they was. And then they naturally had the size to them anyhow. Well, instead of them standards being down in between them wheels, mm-hmm. they was up above them and come out over them. You know. You see, the wheels wasn't even in the wheel, you lost.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your skids over here on this one, let's come up over the other down yonder. And that's all. It wasn't rolling for them. But now there was some timber. Boy, there was some timber. Well, you don't see it now. A person wouldn't believe it. You take it, it wasn't no trouble to find out. But the country was full of it. That was square, 20 inches long like that, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
How board way out like this, you see. I mean, you don't see none of that now. Because all that timber gone, that was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of it right now, you'll find a piece here and yonder. And it's just as good as it was 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just as good.
Mm-hmm. I think there were a lot more, I've heard that there were a lot more hardwood trees a long time ago than there are now.
Oh yeah, well, they've cut the hardwood out and they've cut the pine timber out. But now this was yellow pine, I'm talking about now this that they're reforested with.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't no such pine as that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called it real stone. But you never would take this floor right here. What I replaced this with,
mm-hmm.
had been here 100 years. And it just wore so thin till it got to where it would break in with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I took that out and I put a heavy deck in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been here 6 years and you see what the weather's done to it.
Yeah.
And a piece of that I'd taken out, it wouldn't do for fighting in your body. You could break it,
mm-hmm.
and smell of it and it'd burn your nose.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? That's what they call virgin timber. That was, hadn't never been a drop of gum drilled out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now this ain't as good a lumber. Now, you've seen them turpentine, you've been in turpentine woods, I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, whenever you draw that out of a log, a tree,
yeah.
That weakens you.
Yeah.
That weakens your tree,
mm-hmm.
that lumber out of that.
They used to make a lot of things out of cypress that they don't make anymore.
Well, the cypress are gone.
Yeah.
Now that's it. There were two or three kinds of cypress. Now, I went after I was grown. My daddy went somewhere. Well, he went to old man Charlie Sheffield's, and he had a. They used to have what they called these little tie carter wells. They were board wells.
Yeah.
And they had a long bucket go down in there. And he got him a hollow cypress and made him a curb to go down. He says, I know where a cypress is on that creek that I caught stump knockers out of when I was a boy. Caught fish out of it. Said, it's bad in that creek. Said, I'm going to go and dig it up.
Uh-huh.
And he take the boys. We all went down and we dug that cypress up from there. Cleaned it out.
Mm-hmm.
And slipped that thing, picked up, got enough help, picked that thing up and slipped it over that top corner. And of course he cut out his, cut it out down here, even where he had crossed. Well, that there stayed there. Well, when we left, I reckon when that house got burned up, it burned that there. Now that's how long that old cypress lay.
Yeah, cypress. It's pretty strong stuff.